technology now is getting so advanced. It's funny you bring that up. We got Central Hudson in here this morning, Joe, the spokesperson with Central Hudson. You guys actually have some technology going on. I was just reading about the other day, right?
Yep. Yeah, a bunch of things. You mentioned AI. We could talk about that real quick. This is something we're deploying ourselves for our tree trimming programs that we use. That's the number one way that we prevent power outages. Number one reason power goes out during storms is because trees fall onto power lines. So we're using AI and predictive analytics now to really examine where the growth is happening in our area and where trees are predicted to come down.
Really?
Mitigating those risks. We're doing a pilot program right now in a couple of our different circuits, and where we've done it, showing a lot of promise. It's actually improved reliability by like 40% in the spots that we've done it. So it's promising.
That's good news.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I like that positive news. I just don't like seeing the bill that comes in the mail.
If Central Hudson can predict which tree is going to fall,
that's pretty wild.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So right now should be a low time for bills, correct?
Yeah, we're in the transition months right now, the fall. So, I mean, it's still warm during the day right now. I joke around, this is the time of year where you experience like three seasons in one day.
Yeah, it's nuts. We wake up this morning, we come in, it's freaking freezing.
Yeah.
We turn the heat on. When we leave here, it's sitting at 70, 80 in our cars, and then we got to move it down to 60 because it's so damn hot.
Yeah, yeah. But it's that time of year where you're using your AC at least less, and you haven't turned your furnaces on yet, so your consumption should be down. And so that helps you in two ways. One, you're using less. And two, when we use less, the supply prices, that supply portion of your bill will come down too because demand isn't as high. So should see a little relief on the bills. To that point, we are getting into those months. Really important that folks take the time now. Get those furnaces and boilers serviced now, going into it before you turn them on. Check your carbon monoxide detectors before you turn those things on. All very, very important steps to take. And the other thing that's going to be coming up soon for income qualified people in November, we're starting to put the message out now. There is federally funded programs available for folks who are income qualified to help them out with their bills. It Good. Opens up in November. HEAP. They have expanded requirements for it. So if you applied for it last year and you didn't get it, you might get it this year. So go check it out. It's at the Office of Temporary Disability Assistance website, OTDA. You can also go to like your local social services office and get help there as well, but it's important.
You know, it's funny, when we were all talking on the show probably a couple months ago, we brought this up last time we were in here too, about using Indian Point again.
Yeah.
And Bill, did you tell me there was a news story or somebody was looking into it even more in the last week or two?
Yeah,
that story?
Yeah, we did a story where there was some discussion about hypothetically, could Indian Point be recommissioned, right? Yeah. And the story basically said it would cost $10 billion. It could be done, but it would cost $10 billion to get that facility back online.
Yeah, that's about right, because where we're at right now with Indian Point is they decommissioned it. So they have been taking it apart. The reactors that were providing the electricity for all those years are gone. So you'd have to kind of refabricate a lot of parts to go back into what's currently existing.
Yeah, but I bet you I could get that done faster doing it that way than building something different where they're talking about.
And that seems to be the case that they're trying to make is that it's not necessarily a whole lot cheaper, but the timeline to do it would be a lot faster.
Exactly.
It says here, so I've pulled up the article, and this was a question that was put forth to Holtec International President Kelly Trice. It was a national news story about what's the possibility of opening Indian Point again? And basically, Patrick O'Brien, a spokesperson for Holtec, said it would cost $10 billion to do it, and it could be done in 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, and we saw the impacts of the closure of Indian Point.
Yeah.
It absolutely had an impact on the energy costs here.
Yes.
It never should have been shut down. I mean, I said this right when they did it, and don't get me wrong. Listen. There are concerns with Indian Point and its location. I probably wouldn't want to build a new nuclear power plant in the most populated part of the state of New York.
Close to New York City,
right, yeah.
Yeah,
so the point is, though, that when the state of New York made the decision to shut Indian Point, there was no plan in place on where they were going to get that energy from.
That's right.
No plan. So now you take all this energy and you prevent it from, you know, you take it off the grid and you have no plan to supplement what you just took off. And what does that do? Drives prices through the roof. And that's what we're facing here in New York State, the highest costs for energy in the United States of America, New York and California.
Are you pushing for that idea?
We're not necessarily, we're energy agnostic, right? So we're not necessarily, we're pro the idea of more nuclear because it's zero emissions.
Yeah.
It's good base load electricity.
Yeah.
We're kind of agnostic as to how electricity gets made. Now, we don't want to dirty up the air and everything like that, but our primary focus is there enough of it? Do we have enough electricity to power the lives of our homes and businesses? And right now, we have enough, but it's becoming a concern.
Well, right now, you have enough, but with EVs,
correct,
with technology advancing at the speed that it is, you need to have something in place because it could overlap you and you have zero.
You had another solution across the river, right on the river, with the rebirth of Dan Scammer.
That's
using... A natural gas fired plant rather than coal, right? That was the approach that was going to happen. They get through the process and then the permits get pulled by the state of New York and the rug gets pulled out from under them.
Yeah, and we advocated, I wrote the letter for us advocating for refitting Dan Scammer, because the other thing that people don't mention enough about that was that's private investment, doesn't fall on ratepayers, doesn't fall on taxpayers, and they also had a rider or an addendum on that said that if they weren't running on zero emitting hydrogen or some other resource within 40 years, they'd shut down and walk away.
Right. So the plan was in place. And this is the problem.
Man.
The state of New York is the problem. And all you haters that send me email and say, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Bill gets a lot of them.
I actually do know what
I'm
talking about. I do know what I'm talking about. All you got to do is go back to the legislation from 2019, the CL, what is it again? The
CLCPA.
Read the CLCPA. Read the parameters of the CLCPA, and you will see right there in that legislation. I said this in 2019. That's why I'm paying $450 a month when I used to pay $200.
Well, let's hope that Indian Point gets turned on. I'd be a happy camper.
And just, I'm going to say this again. It's not the specific utility companies. It's not Central Hudson. It's not NYSEG. It's not O&R. This is a New York State issue that puts, in my opinion, unrealistic expectations on these utility companies, because Central Hudson, at the end of the day, supports our community. Central Hudson sponsors nonprofit organization events all throughout this area. They pay taxes, right? Central Hudson, just like the sister agencies that do the same type of thing, are not necessarily the enemy here, right? Central Hudson is a good partner. It's the state of New York putting these unrealistic expectations on these utility companies.
I just want a nice low payment. Yeah.
That's the problem.
To your point, Bill, and this is something we're going to be spreading far and wide here pretty soon, but we can use the numbers here. We're going to issue a graphic that shows it. For every dollar we collect from our customers, we're only in control of about 42 cents of it. Other outside parties,
really?
New York State, third party, 58 cents out of every dollar you spend is outside of our control.
Interesting. Well, Joe, we appreciate you coming in.
Of course.